American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth.
He makes the case for why this is true.
The truth is, Target's policy puts women and children in harm's way.
We're the only ones that love these people enough to tell the truth.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Together, we're standing for the truth that sets us free. Call now at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at afr.net. American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth for your family.
Sandy Rios with you on this third day of our Spring Share-a-thon of 2017. And if you have not picked up that phone, because I know how that goes, you're thinking I'll do it later. Well, maybe it's time to do it. It's our last day. And if you tune in every morning and enjoy, not only enjoy, but are challenged by, your lives are enriched, as dreadful sometimes as the news is, you are hearing things you need to hear and then acting on them, being good citizens of this country and really taking responsibility as God would have you do, then join us. If you feel like you're getting that kind of information, and we need your financial help because, of course, we are listener-supported. Our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396, or visit afr.net. Sandy Rios with you. This is Sandy Rios in the Morning. And joining me this morning is the president of American Family Association, Tim Wildman. Tim, how are we doing with our Share-a-thon?
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Oh, can't hear you, Tim.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now I can hear you.
I think that phrase has been copyrighted, though.
It's kind of like I've fallen and I can't get up,
yeah,
or something like that.
Or
right?
Somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know who has that. Anyway, good morning, Sandy. Yeah, we're doing good. We could do better, but we're doing good here at our Share-a-thon. Let me just tell folks, I walked into the studio, and I was told that we have a $25,000, you heard me right, $25,000 challenge, match challenge,
wow,
for the next 52 minutes till 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. So, wow. I mean, we need to get there.
Absolutely.
Need to capture all these dollars that this person has called in and said, we want to give $25,000. We may have been a couple, I'm not sure. $25,000 if the rest of the listening family will match it. So that's our goal this hour. And as you said, Sandy, it's the calling all procrastinators because today is the last day of our spring Share-a-thon here at American Family Radio. So if you enjoy Sandy Rios in the Morning and American Family Radio and you want to double your giving, now's the time to do it. You can make a gift and it will be doubled up to $25,000. From now until the top of the hour. Let me give the number and get in on this match. Don't let the day go by and then you fail to give to American Family Radio. We need to hear from you now. It's only 3 days in the spring and 3 days in the fall that we even talk about what our financial needs are. So, but we do have them and we need your help to stay on the air in your community. Here's the phone number to call us, 877-616-2396. I'll give that again. 877-616-2396, or you can go online at afr.net. That's our email address is comments@afr.net. Again, the phone number to call us to make a pledge, and please be as generous as you possibly can. We need your help. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. So it's a pretty boring world out there.
It's
a pretty quiet world. Is that what
you're saying? Yeah, I know. There's nothing going on this morning, so we're just going to continue to give the number. No, there's so much news, Tim, I'm going to get to in just a second. I was just going to say, you know, I was at First Baptist Dallas a couple of weeks ago speaking, and all kinds of listeners came. It wasn't for the listeners, it was for the church. But we had a lot of people drive actually long distances to come. And it was very moving to me, Tim. And I think I recognize what I already know is that we are in this together. We're in this life together in this country, which is our American family. We're trying to serve God. We're trying to preserve our nation for our future, for our children. We are really in this together. Our job is to deliver the information to collect it, disseminate it, and deliver the best analysis we possibly can on what's going on from God's point of view, as best as we can discern it, which would be truth for sure, starting at a baseline. And then our people, we are a team. We are absolutely a team. The listeners are the other part of that. They listen. They're doing their busy lives that God has called them to do, their jobs, taking care of their families. And yet they're listening, and they're trying to plug in to what they can do to turn this thing around. I mean, we could talk to the cows come home, but if they don't respond, you know, it will come to naught. But they do respond. Our listeners always respond. And the thing that surprises me every time, Tim, every time I've been doing these share-a-thons with you or whatever we ask, they always, always step up to the plate. And so I'm asking you this morning, if you have not made your best pledge to us, I hope that you'll do that. It's 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. In fact, let's listen to one of those listeners who called in just to talk about what AFR meant to them.
How y'all doing? This is Pat in Texas. Brian Fisher, Sandy Rios. Every single one of your people and team that come together to make the product that is AFR, the radio team. You can tell the Holy Spirit abides on you guys. Y'all have the same heartbeat, mind, vision, and that is a beautiful thing to see. We love welcoming you into our homes. We love welcoming you into our lives because as Christocrats, people who vote for Bible values, who are conservative with funds and views on social issues, it is nice to have a home of like-minded individuals that we can relate to in a world where it seems everything is so topsy-turvy, upside down. So I know that for the family at AFR, we out here in Fort Hood, Texas, we will definitely love to be chained up to a wall with you guys in times of persecution because we know that you know the Lord, and we love you for it. Thanks for doing what you do. Please keep up the great work.
Wow, that gives me chills. When I think about what Fort Hood has been through, you know, Tim, I was in Istanbul, Turkey, in the airport the day that the shooting took place in Fort Hood. I'll never forget that because I was so upset. And when I saw the response of Barack Obama and the generals, their response to it was so tepid. And they called it, workplace violence. And, I mean, there are a lot of problems. But thank God we don't have leadership like that anymore. Fort Hood went through such an upheaval. And I'm not sure justice was ever done in that case. It was an absolute disgrace and shame for what they put our military through. And a lot of those good folk at Fort Hood do listen to us. They used to call in before they were threatened. I remember some of them were threatened because they were calling in and talking on the shows about what was going on, and then they were threatened into silence. It's just, we have reached a time in our country, we had reached it under Barack Obama, that was uncommon to us, where our military would be mistreated and so discredited, and the taking of their lives didn't seem to matter. It was covered up with lies and prevarications. And God willing, we are past that. And thank God for the men and women of Fort Hood who serve us and protect us. And so that was a great call. And I just want to thank all of you who serve at Fort Hood. And hopefully, God willing, we will restore your freedoms in other ways as you protect us. You know, speaking of that, Tim, seems like, you know, all things boil down to the Supreme Court, and cloture, as they call it, was filed night before last by the leadership in the Senate, which means now the votes are being cast today. And so we know that there's only 4 Democratic senators who are going to vote in favor of Neil Gorsuch. They're not going to have enough Republican votes to bring it to the floor without doing what they call that nuclear option, which is really a constitutional option. There's nothing wrong. It's perfectly constitutional. The Senate always constitutionally had an up or down vote on things, you know, majority vote. And it's the first time in history that a party has filibustered against a justice appointed by the other party. It's the first time in history, Tim.
I think you said mistakenly that, just to clarify, you said they didn't have enough Republican votes to bring it to the vote. I'm talking about the Neil Gorsuch Supreme Court nomination today. Did you mean enough Democrat votes to overcome the filibuster? Is that what you?
Well, they don't have enough Republican votes to stop the filibuster, so that's why they're going to invoke what they call the nuclear option.
Well, I was mistaken about your mistake then. You
know? Well, it is very confusing.
I apologize.
Listen, it's very complex. It's the cloture vote. They have to agree to vote on something.
Okay.
And so that's a vote before the actual vote. And they have to have 60 votes.
Okay.
So
my head's spinning.
I know. I don't listen. I do not. I don't.
How
I
about even, just say this? He's not going to have votes to make it today unless they enact the nuclear option.
That's right. The constitutional. We're going to call it the constitutional option because that's what it is. It's absolutely constitutional, restoring things.
But he will be confirmed because Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, said he will be confirmed one way or another today. By tomorrow. Yeah. So that's good news, though, right?
Absolutely. Okay. So by late tomorrow night, because there's a certain regulation about the time that has to expire between the time the votes are cast, and they can delay it even further. They probably will. Mm-hmm. But Mitch McConnell is telling us that by tomorrow night late, he will be confirmed. And so I heard that from a senator, not Mitch McConnell, but another one yesterday. So anyway, so that's
what's
happening.
You and Mitch are tight, right?
We are tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very funny.
He knows how much you love him.
He does. Well, you know what? You say that. I can say he does actually know how much I love him. Yeah, I was going to say, when they see me coming, they go the other way. I would say that. Oh,
there's that Rios lady.
Yesterday, I actually...
Take me to the other elevator, please.
I know. Yeah, and I think the speaker's office may actually know me, too. Right. So we actually, intertwined with them yesterday on the issue of health care. Mm-hmm. And let me just say that on the update on health care, Tim, now it's broken down again, and this time you don't see many headlines, but this is what's happening. The House Freedom Caucus has just been meeting with Mike Pence and others and what they call the Tuesday group, which is the liberal Republican part of it. The House Freedom Caucus has made several concessions, but there are some things that they're trying. They came very close, but I'll just read the portion. I'm reading from McClatchy, Michael Needham, who I think a great deal of. He's the chief executive officer of Heritage Action. Basically, what he said was, now it's the centrists. They're not centrists. They're liberals. They really are. Representatives David Joyce of Ohio, Leonard Lance of New Jersey, Patrick Meehan of Pennsylvania. Michael says, we're standing in the way of legislative compromise that is being pushed by the White House and which would get overwhelming support in the Republican conference. So these points that the White House has even agreed on, the liberal Republicans are posing. And so Needham says they're opposed because they don't want to repeal Obamacare. And that's echoed in another article this morning by Daniel Horowitz. Let me just share this with you. Here's the raw truth, Daniel says. The entire GOP is a massive scam pack designed to use conservative issues as a flag to raise money, accrue power, and then sabotage those issues when in power. Here is the raw truth from Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican of North Carolina, and the House Deputy Majority Whip. Representative Patrick McHenry, a member of the House GOP leadership, said Wednesday that conservatives' proposals to reach a compromise on health care are a bridge too far to win support from colleagues. McHenry, the Chief Deputy Whip, told reporters that calls for the conservative House Freedom Caucus to allow states to apply for waivers to repeal Obamacare protections for people with pre-existing conditions are a bridge too far for our members and can't get enough votes to pass. I think the point, the takeaway from this, by the way, I'd like to put this on our Facebook page, Adam. There's two articles, the one from Daniel Horowitz, and the title is, In Which One GOP Leader Admits His Party Loves Obamacare and Is a Scam Pack. And the other one from McClatchy, featured House GOP Still Can't Agree on Obamacare Replacement. And then the third thing about this, Tim, about Congress, let me just start it this way. You know, the average congressman receives $174,000 a year. I don't resent that at all. I'm glad they're well paid. Speaker Ryan and House Majority Leader earn $223,000 and $193,000 respectively. But you might be interested to know that they are planning only to work 7 days in the month of April. 8 days in the month of April. 8 days. That's it. Mm-hmm. And I was told by an insider that when they were challenged on that, the person in the Republican caucus laughed and said, well, you have to talk to our wives. They've already planned these vacations. And we have, you know, they've got these, we have family commitments. And so we realize, you know, all this terrible stuff is happening. There are so, healthcare, the decisions have to be made on this and so many other things, the budget, et cetera. But they're only working 8 days in the month of April, Tim. That's how unserious they are about the people's business.
Whose decision is that? Is that
it's a leadership.
Okay.
It's a leadership.
Okay.
So, yeah. So our Congress, while things are falling apart, they're going to be taking family vacations. And they said, laughingly, they can't make, you wouldn't expect us to make our wives mad, would you?
Well, 8 days, that's ridiculous.
And 8 days only. 8 days
only. Only 8 days. That's, okay. Yeah.
All right.
What is that, an hour? $7,000?
I don't know what it is. Maybe it'd be a pretty good salary, I'm guessing. Yeah. But the point is, they need to take care of business because we are at a crucial time. It's less than 100 days into the president's term, and there is turmoil going on, some more of which we'll talk about in a second. By the way, this is Spring Share-a-thon, and the phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your most generous pledge. And we thank you so much in advance for that. Tim Wildman.
$5,000 match, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
$25,000 match. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Okay, right back after this.
You sponsor good, clean, constructive programs, we'll go out of our way to buy your products. We appreciate it. Uh-huh. You sponsor immorality, vulgarity, profanity, we'll make it a point not to buy your products, and we'll tell our friends and our neighbors and ask them to do the same.
Donald Wildman founded the American Family Association. The year was 1977.
Our billfolds have an off and on button, and as Christians, we have an obligation not to purchase products which we knowingly will go to help promote pornography and anti-Christian, anti-family values. You know what you're saying to me? You're saying to me, here's a choice. If you don't like it, turn it off. You're saying the same thing to me.
No.
You're telling, yes, you are. You're telling me that if I sit down and I don't like sexual infidelity and I don't like profanity and I don't like seeing somebody clobber somebody over the head, then forget it.
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
I believe I've been listening to AFR ever since it began. I owned a donut shop 20-some years ago, and I would listen to AFR early morning on my delivery. But several times throughout these years, especially in the early years, there were times the right word was said. I thank you for your faithfulness as a ministry, for what you purport in the faith, that God is real, that God is still at work, and we don't control what happens. We can have a part, we can do what we think is right, but God is ultimately in control, and He is real. And I thank Him for His faithfulness, as well as His faithfulness to you, to all the staff, and the founder, Don Wildman, there at AFR. May God continue to bless you as you work for His kingdom.
We have the absolute truth in God's Word.
The only true freedom is in the truth, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
Okay, Sandy Rios back with you. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Tim Wildman's with me this morning. He's the president of AFA. And before I ask him a question, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net and make your the pledge that you just feel that you can make, that you can support, that you can do without hurting your family. Be as generous as you can. Tim, listening to your dad's voice, that recording we heard from so many years past was very cool. And when I think about what AFA has accomplished, I would, first of all, how do you feel when you hear your dad say that? And what do you remember about those days? And secondly, what do you think AFR, what are the high points of what AFA has managed to accomplish since your dad founded it back in 1979?
Are you talking about that man with the deep southern accent we heard a few minutes ago?
Unlike yours.
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding him. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, that was dad back in the, my word, probably late 70s, early 80s right there when we started, when he started what was first the National Federation for Decency, which became the American Family Association, with which birthed the American Family Radio Network. So that's how that came about. We've been around 40 years now this year. This is our 40th anniversary. AFR started in 91. So, yeah, that's goes way back, but that's how Dad got his start. That's what God called him to do. He saw the crumbling of morality in America, and he saw what was going on, the changes that were coming because of what we now know as secular progressivism. And so he decided to raise up a voice. Secular humanism is how he knew it as and how he defined it as. He started about that time. James Dobson started about that time. The LaHaye started about that time. I'm trying to think of Jerry Falwell, these names, Marlon Maddox, Larry Burkett, James Kennedy. These names, a lot of people recognize. Phyllis Schlafly had already been around. So anyway, this that whole movement started about the mid to late 70s, and Dad was a part of it. And it was a call for Christians to get engaged and to get involved, because the attacks started before then, but really started to amp up on our Judeo-Christian heritage in our country about that time. Hey, let me reset this match, and then we can come back and talk about that more if you want to, Sandy.
Okay.
But this, folks, American Family Radio is only on the air. You're only listening to us because people like you make gifts during our share-a-thon. That's it. We don't get tax dollars like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting does. We don't have big foundations that write us checks. We don't have billionaires that underwrite us. So, no, nothing like that. We are dependent on you. If you listen to this network, we have to have you call in during this share-a-thon and make a gift. And all of it, we put all of it in a kitty, and then it helps us pay our bills. And then it helps us expand and keep growing and reaching more people. The last election, George Barna said that American Family Association and American Family Radio, I think he ranked us as number 7 of all the organizations and media outlets in the country, including the secular ones like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all those guys. We were right there with them in terms of our impact on the election and informing and educating and motivating the Christian community. So we're having an impact, but we can't do it if we don't have you come along with us and support us. So just wanted you to know that. Here's what we got going on right now. We have somebody who's given $25,000. That's right, $25,000, and they've said, we will give this if it's matched by the rest of the listening family within a certain time period. So it's a challenge. It's a challenge, and it runs out in 32 minutes. So we need you to call, and you can double your gift. And please be as generous as you can. Help us meet this match. Help us raise the money we need to stay on the air. Okay? That's what we're asking for during this share-a-thon. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Toll free. It's a toll free number. It rings our studios. I can look through the glass here and see the people who are answering the phone for us. Some of them are volunteers who've driven in to be with us.
Are they answering the phone now? That's what I want to know. Are people calling? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, they are. But right. But we can take some more calls. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Or if you want to go on the internet, it's afr.net, afr.net. Our email is comments@afr.net. If you appreciate what Sandy does every morning, brings you the news, gives an analysis from a Christian worldview, we do issue calls to action from time to time regarding issues. All this is made possible, and we make an impact, which is measured. George Barna's survey I mentioned earlier, we can measure the impact that we're having. And who knows what the impact is we'll have on eternity, because a lot of people have their lives changed by Christ by listening to American Family Radio. We know that to be true as well. So join us. Won't you help us be a part of the AFR family? Let me tell you where we are real quickly in terms of our running total. Let me pull that up here on our computer. There we go. Okay, so we are at, we'd love to be over we would like to be somewhere between 2 and 2.5 million by the time we end tonight, and we're at almost 1.3, we're at 1.28 right now, and that represents 6,745 families that are joining with American Family Radio. So we're averaging 223 pledges an hour. So that's, I got all the stats right here on my computer. And we just appreciate everyone. Those stats say a lot, but what we're talking about is you, an individual, a family, people who count on AFR. We need you to help us and support us. Like, I mentioned four or five people, then we'll get back to the news with Sandy. Lynette in Elkhart, Texas, thank you. Bonnie in Guntown, Mississippi. Sheila in Plantersville, Mississippi. Carol in Richmond, Virginia. Richard in Clarksburg, Ohio. Heather in Britt, Iowa. See, we truly are American Family Radio. Duana, I think it is. Duana in, let's see, where she lives. She lives in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Duana, if I didn't get your name right, I apologize. Becky in Columbus, Ohio. We have a lot of listeners in Columbus. I'll tell you that right now, Columbus, Ohio area. Nancy in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Kenneth in Tupelo, Mississippi, and Harold in Ponca City, Oklahoma. There you go, Sandy. That's just a few people who've called in the last hour or so.
Yeah, that's very cool. And each one of you, it's like we understand that in the way our God thinks about these things, every single person whose name you mentioned is precious in His sight. Each and every one of you are important. Each and every one of you have contributed in such a major way, no matter what the amount. To American Family Radio, and we thank you for that. In fact, there's another listener who's called in to tell us kind of what the show and what AFR means to them. So let's listen.
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm from Lexington, Tennessee. I listen to AFR from 5:30 in the morning on. I feed my soul with the messages from Dr. Jeremiah and Dr. Jeffress and some of the other guests, and along with the program in the afternoon. I listen to Sandy Rios, I listen to Brian Fisher, I listen to Tony Perkins, and it makes sense for me when I hear all the things that are going on. It used to make me so depressed and it felt so dark, but when I see what's going on and I can apply God's Word to it, it actually gives me encouragement. I really am so glad for AFR, and I do wish that we had more stations like them. Maybe it'll be a catching on thing. Thank you so much for all you do. Bye-bye.
Wow, that's beautiful. Tim, I was at one of the meetings yesterday in D.C., and a young girl was speaking at this meeting, and she was very eloquent talking about Syria and all the problems there. It was just kind of funny. And so it's a meeting where I often speak up and challenge congresspersons who shall go unnamed. And so she came up to me afterwards and she said, I've been in this meeting for a long time and I hear you speak and I've always, she said very nice things. And she said, and I just realized who you are. And she said, I'm from Oklahoma and my mentor, and she gave the name, she listens to you every day. And she said, in D.C., you have to find Sandy Rios, and here you are. It was
wow.
So it was fun. That was a lot of fun.
So she listens to AFR in Oklahoma, and that's how
her mentor. But young girl is in D.C. and has been hearing me, but
wow.
never catch my name. So it's just funny. So we are, you know, with our listeners' help, we are having impact and trying to be as faithful, really, again, to the truth of God in every setting as we possibly can. That I pledge to all of you and to you, Tim, as my boss. You know, I was reflecting as I was hearing your dad's voice. I was reflecting on the things that I know that AFA has, and these are just a drop in the bucket. We're talking about, you know, news and politics. That's mostly what I do. You have million moms that carry on kind of the emphasis that your dad set, which was that the decency thing in television and all that. And I was just thinking about that. That's, of course, how you and I intersected, was over the Ellen DeGeneres being appointed the spokesperson for JCPenney. Well, AFA was probably the lone voice saying that's probably not a good idea. Now, I know that you haven't, let's just say she is no longer the voice of JCPenney.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we heard Carl's Jr. They've had these really vulgar commercials for such a long time. We just heard last week they are stopping those. That's been a campaign of AFA.
Mm-hmm.
Target we have, you know what, their profits are down 35%.
They're hurting bad.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. It's not that there's any joy in hurting anyone. Mm-hmm. That's not the point. But I remember reading years ago, Ray Stedman wrote a book called What on Earth's Going to Happen. He talked about if during the rapture, if that view of prophecy is the view and that Christians are taken out of the world, then his theory was that the horribleness of the end times, the chaos, the absolute disaster that befalls will be because the Holy Spirit is removed, that there's no influence anymore for good. And he talked about how, at least in the time in which he was writing, which was probably the 60s, or maybe the 70s, that at least people like to act like they were speaking the truth. But when the Holy Spirit is removed, there'll be no longer any desire to even pretend truth or goodness. And so my point is, we have seen the culture just move, just lurch to the left. And here's the point. What if AFA and AFR and people like us, people who speak God's truth, had not been speaking it? Where would we be? Mm-hmm. You think it's bad now? Tim, I was at the airport yesterday, and there were three flight attendants. They worked for the airline. One was very obviously very flaming gay man, and he was with two women. I had the misfortune of standing right next to them because he took his phone, and he was showing them nude photos of men. I mean, on his phone, saying all kinds of things, which I'm not going to repeat, but it was so lascivious, and he was so bold, and he was so brazen. And of course, no one said a word. I think we've gotten to an age, you know, my show starts with do something, say something. We have to stop being silent. I think of the story I told last week about what happened in Disney World, Disneyland out in California, where a very manly Hispanic man went into a filled bathroom of women and leaned against the wall and just smirked, and then walked to the booths and peeked between mm-hmm. the segments, and not a single woman said anything. This is why we have to be able to continue what we're to encourage people to speak the truth, to fight back and stop the evil that will overtake us if we don't speak up. And if you are on page with that, our phone number is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Okay, so what's been the high point of this spring Share-a-thon, Tim?
Well, our theme for Share-a-thon is boldly standing for truth. Boldly standing for truth. And that comes from the scriptures. That's in Acts. I'm trying to remember exactly what, I should know this by heart, but Acts 4:29 is where the theme for the Share-a-thon comes from. Boldly standing for truth, which is what you've been mentioning. Sandy, that's what American Family Radio, that's what your show's about. That's what American Family Radio is about. We want to stand for the truth of God's Word and for what's right and wrong according to the Bible. And that's what we do here at American Family Radio, and that's what we continue to challenge our listeners to do. Hey, we've got, 21 minutes, just about 21 minutes left in this hour, and Sandy and I will pass the baton on to someone else. But we've got a $25,000 match that I've got to find out where we are on this to see how close we are. But if it's matched, then we will receive this $25,000. If it's not, there's no guarantee that we will. But it's somebody, a listener just like you, has been very generous and given us $25,000, and they've said we'll give this if it's met by the other part, the other listening family members. So if you want to give now, don't wait till tonight. So, I should have given to American Family Radio, but I forgot. Well, that doesn't help us. You know, we need to hear from you now, today, because this is the last day of Share-a-thon. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't call tomorrow and give. I'm just saying that we want to put this all in our total tonight and celebrate what God has done. So help us now meet this $25,000 match. Be as generous as you can. Here's the phone number to call us to make your pledge. By the way, if you give a $150 or more one-time gift, $150 or more one-time gift, or you give a $30 a month pledge or more. You can, by the way, you can do this credit card, debit card, bank draft. We can come to your house and get it. However you want us to do this, we can make. No, I'm just kidding about coming to your house. I'm just saying that we can make it easy for you to give to American Family Radio. We have all. We can make it simple for you to give however you want to give to American Family Radio. But you'll get the T-shirt for those monies that I just mentioned, the $150 or more, or $30 a month or more. You'll get the T-shirt, Boldly Standing for Truth, with the American Family Radio on the pocket, on the front. And it's a very attractive T-shirt. It's made in the U.S. of A. So we're offering that, plus the Hilarious Highlights Trivia Friday CD, which is over an hour of content. J.J. Jasper handpicked those clips, so they're very funny. They're very humorous. You'll enjoy listening to that at least a couple of times. So I say all that to say this. Here's the phone number to call us to make a pledge to American Family Radio, 877-616-2396, or you can go online at AFR.net, AFR.net. Again, the phone number, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net.
And, Tim, you know what? When we come back, I've got some good news and some bad news. How about that?
I like bad news first. I'm the kind of person, give me the bad news first. We'll end it on the good news.
Okay. All right. I'm game for that. All right, it's a $25,000 match, and the good news is you can still call and meet that match. It's 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. This is Sandy Rios in the morning with Tim Wildman for a change on AFR Talk.
AFA President Tim Wildman.
American Family Radio is in my family. I mean, my dad, Dr. Don Wildman, started the ministry. I love doing this every day. There's something going on all the time. There's a spiritual war going on in America for the soul of our country. And if you're on the front lines of a war, you don't have time to be lackadaisical or to get complacent. Call 877-616-2396 to make a gift. We want to say thank you.
AFR has given me a platform to tell others about what's going on. Some Christians don't even know what's going on. They read the Bible and they love the Lord, but they don't know anything else. Some people don't even listen to the radio, and those people don't even have computers. So if you don't tell them, how are you going to reach them? God doesn't want us to be ignorant, you know? Those people that don't know about AFR, they need to be reached. They listen to ABC and NBC and all those. Brian calls them the lion snakes. But that's what I consider them as well, because they don't tell you the truth. Only AFR will tell you the truth. Stuff they put on the radio has been researched. So, you want to know the truth? The truth will set you free. So, let's free other people by telling other people about AFR.
You're not free if you're being forced to act as if a lie were truth.
I mean, you may not be able to stop people from doing it, but at least you can tell them the truth.
It's Spring Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, boldly standing for truth. Call now at 877-616-2396 or give online at AFR.net.
Okay, Sandy Rios back with you, and the phone number is 877-616-2396. We have that $25,000 match that's available up until the top of the hour. So hurry and make your pledge so we can double the worth and the value of what you're able to give. It's 877-616-2396 or go to AFR.net, AFR.net. This is our last day. And so if you haven't made your pledge, you know, it's time to not to put it off, and it's time to do it. And we know you will. You always do. You just always amaze me. Tim, this whole story of Susan Rice is amazing. And of course, she is was the national security advisor to President Obama, very close to him. Many will recall that she is the person that helped carry the water on lying about the fact that it was some sort of a stupid video. Sorry for my inept adjectives. Stupid video that was to blame for the Benghazi attack, when indeed it had nothing to do with the video. It was President Obama and Mrs. Clinton who went out and said internationally, even did commercials that ran in the Middle East, saying they were apologizing to the Muslim world and blaming the video instead of being angry about the four Americans that were killed. But I digress. So Susan Rice was the water carrier of this lie, at least here at home on all the major networks. I could have played a whole montage of her claiming it was this video. And now we know that she, at least she, and probably others were at the heart of unmasking the names of Trump family members, Trump members of his, who we don't know, his transition team. We don't know who the names are, but it's multiple people. And that these were given to various, at least 17 now agencies, and disseminated eventually to the press. Now, Susan Rice is saying, of course, she didn't give nothing to nobody. That's exactly her quote. Yeah. Well, she didn't have to, because she unmasked the names and then gave them to the leakers. We don't know who they are yet, but we're going to find out. And a Wall Street Journal just says this morning, Tim, that the NSA was also spying on members of Congress in terms of their dealings with Netanyahu and the Iran deal. So the White House was, it seems to me, using its ability, the abilities of the United States government in, I believe, illegal ways to monitor conversations that had nothing to do with national security. I mean, why would you be surveilling members of Congress in their conversations with an ally, Netanyahu? And by the way, Susan Rice is not supposed to be unmasking. She is supposed to be the agencies, the FBI, the NSA, and I believe the whatever the other one is. CIA maybe, are supposed to be the ones unmasking, and that's their job. It's not the White House. This was way beyond her role. She is supposed to disseminate and interpret the information they give her. She's not supposed to be asking to get the names of private citizens. So this is, it's really a mess. And one other thing, Byron York wrote a great piece in the Washington Examiner talking about how Adam Schiff, who is the minority leader on this House Intelligence Committee, who's been, you know, beating up Devin Nunes for going into the White House and reviewing this information, has gone silent. He has now seen the information. He saw it last Friday, and he's absolutely gone silent. And that's very telling, Tim. It's just, it's amazing what's going on right now.
Well, also, there's another story. You're right. We don't have a pledge here from Susan Rice. I'm looking down through here to American Family Radio. We have not heard from Susan. So, Susan, if you're listening, call in, make your pledge. And all is forgiven. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Hey, I got to ask you this. Let me give the phone number again. I got to ask you one quick question. Something that's not on our topic list, but I want to ask you real quickly. You had good news, bad news, by the way. All right, we'll get this all in. Let me just tell you this, folks. We got 12 minutes left here, about approximately 12 minutes left on this $25,000 matching gift. So some generous soul out there who listens to American Family Radio, who I don't know their name yet, but they called in a $25,000 match if it will be met by the top of the hour. So help us reach that goal and get all this $25,000. That's what we want to do, and then it'll be double. So double your giving till now to the top of the hour. Here's the phone number to reach us, 877-616-2396. That's toll-free. That calls us here at American Family Radio. We need your help, folks, and we're just going to be as transparent as we can. Some people call that begging for money. I don't call it begging for money. We're just telling you what our needs are. We only do this twice a year, so we're not, we're not always having to go on out of business sale here. But we're just telling you, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall, that American Family Radio is not free. Somebody has to pay for it to be on in your community, and we need you to help us. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. 9-6. Our website is AFR.net, AFR.net, American Family Radio. And you can send us an email at comments@AFR.net, comments@AFR.net. Was that the good news, bad news?
No, I haven't gotten to that yet. Yeah. Let me give you the good news.
No, I want the bad news.
No. Please let me tell you something.
Oh, wow. So we end on a negative note, huh?
Well, no.
Yeah, I'll start my morning off good.
We're going to make our goal, and then that's going to be the positive news. Okay, so goal for this hour.
So
sure.
Good, bad, good?
Yeah. And you can help us do that by 8. Help us have
the
good
news. The bad doesn't need to be too bad, though. Okay, I'm just saying. But go ahead.
If I could control it, I would.
Okay, it's your show.
I don't think
ahead.
I can control that.
Okay.
You know what? I was handed yesterday a card with all of the things that Donald Trump has accomplished. Every day, he is turning back executive orders and regulations of these agencies. And by Obama, it is an amazing list, and it is expanding every single day. I'll just give you some highlights. We talked a week before last about the rescinding the Waters of the United States Act, which was causing private landowners to have to pay terrible fees and fines, unbelievable usurpation of people's property. He reinstated the ban of federal funds going to NGOs that do abortions. It's the Mexico City policy. He withdrew from TPP. Immigration has been slowed. Mm-hmm. In fact, the people coming over the border has just plummeted in the last few days. Dodd-Frank, issued an executive order demanding review of Dodd-Frank banking regulations and demanding a rollback. He dropped a labor rule blocking drug testing of unemployment beneficiaries. He stopped a Social Security rule that put seniors with representative payees on a gun ban list. He blocked an interior rule that blocked Alaska controlling their own hunting and fishing. The school board mandate to schools that they had to provide for transgender bathrooms. The BLM rule blocking oil and gas development on federal lands. And Tim, that's just a tiny bit.
Right. You're saying President Trump, for all the news, negative news he may have received, has done a lot of good things, oftentimes unreported, since he became president.
That's right.
Your point. Okay. And especially on the pro-life issue.
And jobs, I don't have the numbers in front of me,
right,
but the jobs and companies coming back.
Right.
According to Bloomberg, the White House tallies $10 billion have been saved by the repeal of various regulations so far. So that's good news. And I just want people to know that they're not going to hear it probably hardly anywhere else. The bad news would be let me just start this by saying, I'm asking all of you to pray earnestly for the Trump White House right now. There's turmoil inside. You've watched these movies. I hear Game of Thrones. I've never seen it. I don't know what it. I can only guess. You certainly know about palace intrigue and how people fight for power. Well, this is going on, and it is going to have serious repercussions on the nation for national security. And so, maybe we should stop. And John Roberts did a report on the Syrian gas attack last night. Let's just listen to this, and then I'll explain my concerns about it. Here's John Roberts.
Over the past couple of days, the president has used many different words to describe that gas attack in Syria. Unspeakable, an affront to humanity, unacceptable. The question is, what will he do to respond?
President Trump today said the image of innocent civilians, particularly children and little babies, killed and suffering so badly in the Syrian gas attack hit him very hard. In a press conference with Jordan's King Abdullah, the president said his entire approach towards Syria may be changing.
That attack on children yesterday had a big impact on me. Big impact. And I will tell you, it's already happened, that my attitude toward Syria and Assad has changed very much.
White House policy had been that regime change in Syria was not a priority, and that pushing aside President Bashar al-Assad could result in more problems than Syria currently has. In 2012, President Obama famously declared it would cross a red line if Syria used chemical weapons. Today, President Trump was even more strident.
When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, that crosses many, many lines beyond the red line, many, many lines.
President Trump has been sharply critical of President Obama for not following through on his red line threat when Assad's regime killed 1,400 people in a nerve gas attack in August of 2013. President Trump today assured the world that the U.S. will take action, though he left ambiguous what that response might be.
Well, one of the things I think you've noticed about me is militarily, I don't like to say where I'm going and what I'm doing.
Okay, so here's the thing, Tim. This is quite complex, so just I'll try to make it as simple as I can. Life and death is at stake here, not only for people who live in the Middle East, but also for those of us in this country because of the upheaval of the Sharia compliant Muslims, wherever they may be, whatever form, whether it's the Muslim Brotherhood, whether it's Al Qaeda, whether it's Al-Shabaab, you just fill in the blank. This is a danger, and so it requires discernment beyond measure to act. It's certainly, if you see, in the case of Syria, you see the deaths of all those children killed by poison gas, you're going to be stirred. But here's what concerns me. You might remember that this happened before with Bashar al-Assad, where they claimed Bashar al-Assad had done chemical attacks, and then but the other side of that was maybe he did not do that, that it was actually the so-called Syrian rebels who are really Islamists. They are all Islamists, Sharia adherents fighting each other. But that they made it appear as though Bashar al-Assad did that. Hmm. I know that right now, behind the scenes in the White House, it is chaos. They've just removed Steve Bannon from the National Security Council. And I think that was orchestrated. Now, this is, again, very complicated, and I'll try to make it simple. McMaster.
You got 2 minutes.
McMaster replaced Flynn when he retired. Flynn was a hardliner on Syria and felt like there were no good Syrian rebels. He opposed John McCain. John McCain has gone public saying that McMaster, we're going to run the White House foreign policy, having McMaster in place. They're trying to marginalize Steve Bannon and others that understand, I think, in the truest sense, the dangers of the Muslim Brotherhood and Sharia-adherent Muslims. So we need to pray that God will intervene, just to bring wisdom and to put the right people in place and to stop those that would really be not using wisdom or God's truth to fight these very big dangers. Okay, so that's the short form of a very complex issue. Tim, you take it. Tell them what we're doing.
Did you ever get to the good news?
Yes, I did. The regulations.
Oh, yeah. You gave us the good news and the bad news. That's right. Well, sometimes we get lost in the bad news. We don't see the good news. There's a sermon there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're last minute or so here on Sandy's show this morning on this Thursday. It's the last day of Share-a-thon. Sandy Rios in the morning. If you appreciate Sandy's show and what we're doing here at American Family Radio, we need to hear from you. This $25,000 matching gift is on the table for about a couple more minutes here. Here's the phone number to get in on your and get in and help us meet this $25,000. A match. So your money's doubled, basically. Your money is doubled. Your gift AFR is doubled. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. That's toll-free. American Family Radio. We've been here since 1991. The ministry, the founded AFR has been here since 1977. So we've been around a long time. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. God bless you, each and every one who've already called or sent your pledge in via the mail, or you've gone online at AFR.net to give. And Sandy, my thanks to you for what you do every day here, for our listeners who count on you to bring them the news and the biblical worldview analysis.
My pleasure, Tim. In spite of the bad news, it's my pleasure. Because as I said before, I trust God. I don't trust what's going on in the world, but I do trust God. And I feel like our worst enemies don't have any idea who they're tangling with. It's not AFA and AFR. It's not us, but it's the God within us, the God of all truth. All right, so help us, will you? 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. If you hurry, you can make that match. AFR.net. Thanks for listening. Sandy Rios in the morning along with Tim Wildman.